So just now when you were having your lunch, did y'all drip some food on your face?
No.
Yes, did y'all drip?
May have.
Check, quickly check.
May have, but we wipe off.
So if halfway eating, one of your fellow friends point at you, like that, then how about you? What is your response? You would say, you would wipe and say thank you, right? Yeah. Maybe sometimes we will not say. Sometimes we will like act blur. and then casually. Sometimes we are like that. But sometimes people don't tell us, not because of non-caring, but because maybe they are not so close to us. Yeah. If let's say you are with a stranger, you're in a food court, and you know you are just there alone, and there's no place to sit, and you just sit with a stranger, and the stranger eat until, you know, the cao bee hoon drip all over, then the green vegetable, and then you look up, and the person look at you, and then got this carrot here, mushroom here, then what will you do? Complete stranger. What will you do? So just pass tissue paper. And do you say anything? If you don't say anything, maybe they'll say, oh, thank you. Wipe everywhere, but don't wipe the mouth. So sometimes, but sometimes maybe even if it's a stranger, we will just, you know, very politely tell the person. Yeah, but when you tell the person, do you do this? Like, 各位乡亲父老, everybody, attention. This guy, see. We shouldn't do that also, isn't it? So you tell the person discreetly. And if if our friends tell us, we would be thankful and we wipe ourselves, isn't it? Yeah. We shouldn't be angry with the person for telling us. But there's another aspect that we do sometimes. Yeah. When it's our face, and others tell us that it's dirty, we will clean our face and we are grateful. But how about our heart? How about our mind? Yeah. When others tell us that there's something dirty in our heart, something obscuring our mind, are we grateful? Now you all say yes. Now you all say. I think sometimes we are grateful. I think at the end of the day, we are all grateful. But sometimes at that moment, at that moment, because maybe that person is not so careful, and the person say it out very loud. Sun hao, there's something on your face. If you accidentally say it so loud, and then everybody know how. Yeah, but maybe, I just use it as an example. Is it okay?
I was going to role play.
Oh, you even want to role play? So imagine, maybe the first time I just hint to him. But you are not aware. You act like you are not aware. No, you are still not aware. Don't be aware. If you are aware, then I cannot say out loud. Then I keep on doing this. Then you look at me. Then he look at me like very confused. Then I say, hey, Sun Hao. Sun Hao. What? You must say what?
What?
No, here.
What?
Sun Hao, your mouth is dirty. You know, maybe sometimes by the time people say out loud, it's because we just don't get the hint, you know. Yeah, so likewise in real life, sometimes maybe people try their best to tell us discreetly, about the defilements in us. Yeah, directly, indirectly, discreetly, but we cannot get the hint. So, but some, you know, out of compassion, tell us. And maybe people can hear, maybe people cannot hear. But we may feel offended. We may feel offended. Then we may, sometimes, out of pride, maybe even deny that it's dirty. You know, just like our face. You know, actually, something dripping. Then, where got? Have meh? Don't have ma? Where? Don't have ma? Chey. Now we may sometimes behave in this way. If we behave in this way, hard to have any transformation. internal or external. Difficult to have the transformation. Yeah. Again, I tell you this not because Sifu is very good at transformation. When I was newly ordained, everybody is senior. When you are newly ordained, everybody, you are the most junior. Because you are novice monk, everybody is bhikkhu. So all the senior bhikkhu all will tell me, you cannot do this, this one you did wrongly, that one like this, like that. Wow. But when I was newly ordained, you know what? When they tell me, I have the... give them one face, no. But while I'm doing that, I also reflect. So one day I told one of the senior monks, I said, let me use English because otherwise I spend a lot of time translating. So I told him that while I may not appear to receive with pleasure, I know that you all mean well, please continue to tell me off. Please continue to correct me. And even if I do not show pleasure on my face, I'm taking it and I'm trying to change myself. Please give me some time. In our life, there are different kinds of blessing. To have, I don't say it must be a teacher, but to have others point out the food dripping on our face, that is a blessing. So people around us, if they were to point out our mistakes, point out our shortcomings, whether it's our behavior or our actions or our thought, our mindset, this or whatever, don't be so quick to explain it away. Don't be so quick to do that. Listen first. Listen and consider whether it has merits. Don't blindly accept every criticism also. I'm sure there are people who will come and tell you, hey, you shouldn't go SGC lah. Then shouldn't go temple at all. Then does it mean that we should take that kind of criticism? But if you don't listen carefully, you wouldn't know whether it's valid or not. So listen closely, attentively. Don't jump in to deny it first, nor jump in to affirm it. That way you can really listen and know what people are trying to tell you. If people tell you there's something here, then you can believe, no, my face is clean. No, don't tell me. No. That's very ridiculous. So when people give us their comments or criticism or whatever, whether we like it or not, that's another thing.